in South Carolina today. It is finally a sunny day, but people in the state are rebuilding and mopping up after historic flooding that's gone on through the weekend.
Yeah, and Jeremy, as you know, 11 people are reported dead in weather-related incidents in South Carolina. And some places in the state saw nearly 2 feet of rain. Forest Acres, not far from the state capital of Columbia, is one of those places. Here's Mayor Frank Brunson.
We had 20 inches of rain here falling in 3 or 4 days, and in some areas it got that amount of used to 40 inches of rain in a year.
Well, the situation in his city was made worse yesterday when dams breached, sending more water into already soaked places. And when I spoke with Mayor Brunson a little earlier, I asked him what his city looks like right now.
Well, a lot of the water has receded, but there's just evidence of so much property damage and roadway destruction and bridges being washed out. We do have a couple of good, strong dams still left, but we're just sort of waiting and seeing what will happen as some of these other upstream dams start having problems with overflow.
Are any of the other dams at risk?
Well, they're all at risk. We're just sort of on standby to see. We don't know what's going to be coming in from the north where all the mountain areas are. We know drainage from those areas. That'll take a day or two for that water to impact us, but fortunately, we think we're in pretty good shape right now, but everything's at risk, and we're just sort of on standby, watching and waiting.
Yeah, I mean, I hear the phone ringing in your office. I imagine that people are trying to call a lot to let you know how they're doing or things that they need. How are the people of Forest Acres coping?
We have water up in homes up into the six or eight feet in their homes. We've had businesses flooded up same height. We're sort of creeping around, people reaching out to each other. We've got the National Guard here. We've got lots and lots of volunteers. And the people, we have a very strong community of about just under 11,000 folks. And in the surrounding area with Columbia and all the other the surrounding municipalities are all reaching out to each other. So we'll get through it. It's going to be tough, a lot of rebuilding to do, but there's just massive devastation. People don't have places to go to work, number one, and then not sure how they would get there because the cars are flooded, homes flooded, businesses wrecked. It's chaos. You don't see that here in South Carolina unless we're talking coastal hurricanes and things. But this type of stuff inland for us is an event we're just we had enough preparation for it where we were able to deal with it. We've had unfortunate loss of life, but we're going to be digging out of the mud here soon.
Well, tell me, you mentioned Columbia, and I'm seeing that residents there either still don't have water to drink or they have to boil it. Do you have that same problem in Forest Acres?
Yes, we are under a boiled water advisory. We get our water from the city of Columbia, so that's why we're affected by whatever problems they're having. We're going to have the same ones.
And finally, Mr. Mayor, I mean, you mentioned that this isn't something that you see very often inland. And even though you had a couple days' notice that times were going to be tough, I'm also seeing reports about how some people are saying that investment in infrastructure has been lacking. And that might have been one of the reasons why things are so bad right now. I mean, we're talking about dams getting breached. Is that what you see?
I don't know how you can prepare for under 100-year flood guidelines when we had what people are sort of saying there's a 500-year flood. There was no anticipation. No one in forward thinking, as everyone is, could ever imagine that this type of water impact could hit anywhere. No one thinks about this.
Do you have a sense as to how long it might be before everyone gets back up on their feet?
I think our priority right now is to make sure that everybody's safe. We do have, like I say, pending issues with some of these upstream dams and lakes being compromised. We're going to then have to get roadways put back into shape. All these bridges are going to have to be inspected. So to answer your question directly, I think it'll be a step-by-step thing, and once we get through the safety issue and the red zone, so to speak, where we don't think we've got any more water coming, then the digging out and the rebuilding will certainly start, and it'll take, I'm afraid, probably years to recover from all of this.
Well, Frank Brunson is mayor of the city of Forest Acres, South Carolina. Mayor Brunson, thank you so much, and we're all pulling for you. Thanks again.
Your thoughts and prayers are appreciated, and please keep us in your hearts.
Will
thank
do.
You very much.
Just incredible there in South Carolina. And USA Today reporting, we've been calling this a 1-in-1,000-year rain event. USA Today reporting, this is the sixth so-called 1-in-1,000-year rain event in the U.S. just since 2010. We'll continue to follow that.